呀，今天晚上我们要继续来看主耶稣所讲的两个比喻。
Tonight we'll continue to fellowship on the two parables of Jesus.
这两个比喻主要的内容就是讲到娶亲的宴席的比喻。
The main contents of these two parables are about a wedding feast.
讲到一个王的儿子要摆设娶亲的筵席。
One of them is a king that is preparing a wedding feast for his son.
他请许多的人来赴宴席。
And then he has invited so many people to the wedding feast.
许多人拒绝了。
And many people refused.
但感谢神，也有一般的人愿意接受邀请。
But we thank God that still some of those invited are willing to come.
但是当他们坐席的时候，
But when they come and sit down,
其中有一个人没有穿礼服。
And among them, one does not wear this wedding garment.
王就问他说，哎，朋友，你来赴宴席，怎么没有穿礼服？
And our king said, Friend, you come to a wedding, how come you have not put on the wedding garment?
他没有话讲。
And this person is speechless.
结果王很厉害，吩咐他的仆人。
So the king told his servants,
把他捆绑起来。
Bind him foot and hand.
赶到黑暗的地方。
Cast him out into the darkness.
这个人被赶出去的这个人。
Now the person who has been driven out into the darkness.
得救了没有？
Is he saved?
有一些解经家告诉我们，
Now, some students of the Bible would tell us,
他是没有得救的人。
No, this person is not saved.
弟兄姐妹，你们说了。
But brothers and sisters, what do you say?
这是我们等着要来看的。
And this is something we would like to consider later.
还有一个比喻。
And another parable.
就是说有十个统领。
Is about the 10 virgins.
他们都有灯，
they all have lamps.
大概也都会发亮。
And probably the lamps are working,
giving out light.
他们都
等候新郎回来。
And they're all waiting for the bridegroom to return.
但是因为新郎迟延。
But here the bridegroom is delayed.
他们都打盹睡着了。
Therefore, they all are slumbered.
有人说，你看这些人没有警醒。
Now, some people say, see, all these people
怎么打盹睡着了呢？
have not kept watch. How could they doze off?
你们说了。
What do you think?
为什么他们打盹？
Why did they doze off?
打盹是什么意思？
What does this mean, to doze off?
后来新郎来了。
And then the bridegroom returned.
声音消息传来了，新郎来了，你们都要去迎接他。
Now the news comes that all of you come out to receive this bridegroom.
他们从梦中惊醒，就起来整理他们的灯。
And they awake from their dream, so they try to trim their lamps.
五个聪明的统领不只带着灯。
Now five wise virgins not only do they have this lamp.
还有油在器皿里头。
But also they have oil in their vessels.
但是另外五个愚拙的统领呢？
But the other foolish virgins.
有灯。
Although they have the lamp.
可是油已经干了。
But their oil have run out.
器皿里头又没有预备油。
And they have no spare oil in the vessel.
他们就对聪明的统领说，
So they said to the wise virgins,
哎呀，你们有油分一些给我们好不好？
Now, since you have enough oil, share some with us.
聪明的统领说，
So the wise virgins say,
哎呀，很抱歉，对不起。
Now, excuse us.
我们要分一点给你们。
It will share with you.
你们有一点也没有用。
Now with this little, it's useless for you.
我们这些油分给你们，我们也不够。
And then if we share with you, then what we have left is not enough for us.
你们还是自己去买油吧。
Why don't you go buy your own oil?
他们就去了。
So here they go.
结果新郎来了。
And then at this time, bridegroom returns.
就是聪明的统领就跟这个新郎进去了。
So all these wise virgins go with the bridegroom.
然后那个筵席的门啊， 就关起来了。
They go inside the banquet and the door of the feast is closed.
也许过些时候，这些以色列统领买了油也回来了。
Maybe sometime later on that all these foolish virgins after they have
bought the oil,
they return.
他们在门外客门。
And they're knocking the door outside.
新郎啊，我们来了。
Now, bridegroom, here we are.
求你给我们开门。
Please open the door for us.
里面怎么说呢？
Then what the voice from inside?
你们是谁呀？
Who are you?
我不认识你们
了。I do not know you.
他们新郎没有给他开门。
So the bridegroom does not open the door for them.
他们就流落在门外。
And they end up wandering outside the door.
有解经家告诉我们。
And some students of the Bible would say.
这五个愚拙的统领啊。
These five foolish virgins.
因为他们没有信主。
Because they do not believe in the Lord.
所以没有得救的智慧。
So they do not have the wisdom of salvation.
而且他们来敲门的时候啊。
And when they come to knock on the door.
主告诉他，我从来不认识你们。
The Lord said, I've never known you.
他们不是主所认识的。
They are those whom the Lord does not know.
你们说了。
What's your take on this?
那我们今天要把这两个比喻摆在一起。
Tonight we're putting these two parables together.
头一个比喻是赴宴席有没有穿礼服。
The first parable is about going to a wedding banquet, whether you have been clothed with a wedding garment.
要来赴宴席要穿礼服。
When you come to a feast, you have to put on a wedding garment.
没有穿礼服就要被赶出去。
Without this wedding garment, you will be driven out.
这是礼服是什么意思？
Then what does this wedding garment mean?
那弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们都是被主请来赴婚宴的人。
All of us are being invited to attend this wedding feast by the Lord.
有一天基督要回来。
Because one day Christ will return.
我们要去见他。
And we will.
若是我们有礼服。
If we have this garment on.
我们就可以和他一同坐席。
Then we could dine with him.
若是我们去了而没有穿礼服。
But if we should go and without wedding garments on.
主人很凶，这个王很凶的。
Now the king is very fierce.
不准不让他吃饭，吃宴席。
Would he not allow that person to eat this feast?
还要把他手脚都捆绑起来。
But also the king would ask people to tie.
你说你不给我吃就算了，我就不吃吧。
And you would say, well, if I'm not allowed to eat at the feast, then I won't eat it.
我就走吧。
Let me leave then.
不可以。
No.
不能走。
You cannot go.
手脚都要绑起来。
Your hands and feet will be tied.
好厉害哦。
Oh, what a thing.
这是什么意思？
But what does this mean?
底下这个十个统领。
Then next about the ten virgins.
就是不只有灯。
Not only do they have.
器皿里头还要预备油。
But they also have to have oil in the vessel.
灯是什么意思？油又是什么？
What does oil mean?
Okay.那为什么我把这两个比喻放在里面，放在一起来看
？And then again, why did I put these two parables together?
我觉得，一个是这一个我们神儿女的一种表现。
Now one is about the manifestation of God's children.
第二个比喻是说让我们这个人的光景。
The second just speaks of.The spiritual conditions of God's children.
我想你们都读过这两段圣经。
I suppose you have all read these two passages.
不过我刚才讲的也差不多都是。
Well, I pretty much have given you an overview.
还是主的话吧，哈，我们还是要来读。
But because these are God's word, we still have to read them.
好，马太福音二十二章。
Matthew 22.
第一节到十四节
，verse 1 to verse 14，
还是我们两节，中文读两节，英文读两节。
Again, we'll read Chinese verses, two Chinese verses first, and then English.
让读中文的先读哈。
Now this time, we'll ask the people who read Chinese Bibles to go first.
乐。 对不起。
Verse 3, and he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again, he sent out other slaves, saying, tell those who had been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattened livestock and all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. Verse 7, but the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Verse 11, but when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless. Yes.
对不起，我们应该还要先读两节的圣经。
Excuse me, we should have read another two verses.
我们回来读彼得前书
First Peter
第四章
Chapter 4
十八节
Verse 18
彼得前书第四章十八节
First Peter 4:18
我们一起来读，好吧
？Let's read it together.
若是一人仅仅得救，那不敬虔和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？我们注意头一句话。
Let's know the very first part of the verse.
若是一人仅仅得救。
If it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved,
一人就是指着我们信主的人。
The righteous mean all of us who have been
saved. 如果我们这些信徒只是刚刚好得救而已。
If we are merely saved,
那其他的人怎么办呢
？Then what about the others?
我们不要暂时不要管其他的人。
Now let's not think about the others.
我们注意我们自己。
Just pay attention to ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天晚上在座的
Tonight all of you who
are here, 我是不是都是得救了
Are you all saved?
有没有福音朋友
Any gospel friends here?
有没有
Anybody here?
没有啊
No?
如果有你们要赶快信主耶稣啊
If there is a gospel friend here, you have to believe in
the Lord. 如果我们都是信主得救的
But if we are all believers being saved,
这里说
here,
有的人是刚刚得救而已仅仅得救
The verse says that some of us will be merely saved.
我们再读另外一处的圣经
Now let's read another verse.
彼得后书第一章十一节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11
他前面说到一些蒙恩的人怎样的蒙恩。
Now before verse 11, Peter speaks about all the Christians how they are.
然后他有一个小的结论在这里。
And here he gives a small conclusion.
他说这样，必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
简单说
Simply put,
这里有一般信主的人
Here is a group of believers.
他们不是仅仅得救而已
they are not those merely saved.
他们是丰丰富富的得救。
But they have been saved abundantly.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So, beloved.
为着我们都得救了，我们要感谢主。
For the sake that we have all been saved, we have to give thanks to the Lord.
是刚刚得救而已吗？
But are you and I only being merely saved?
何解是丰丰富富的得救？
Or you and I are saved abundantly?
刚才我所讲的这两个比喻，
Now the two parables I just spoke of,
都是指着得救的人说的。
They all speak of those believers.
无论有没有穿礼服，都是得救的人。
Now regardless of the wedding garments,
无论是愚拙和聪明。
Whether they are wise or foolish,
器皿里头有没有油,
whether their vessels are filled with oil,
也都是得救的人。
They are all saved people.
但是那个穿礼服的人,
but those with the wedding
garment, 他是丰丰富富的得救。
They have been saved so abundantly.
那一个没有穿礼服的人,
but the very one who does not have the wedding garment,
是仅仅得救而已。
Is merely saved.
那十个铜铃。
And the 10 virgins.
五个聪明的。
Five are wise.
器皿里头满了油。
Whose vessels are filled with oil.
他们乃是丰丰富富的得救。
These are saved so abundantly.
那个愚拙的铜铃。
As opposed to the five foolish ones.
带着灯却没有预备油在器皿里头。
They have their lamps, but they have not prepared oil in their vessels.
他们得救了没有？
Have they been saved?
得救了。
Yes, they have.
可是是仅仅得救而已。
But they are merely saved.
那我们来看刚才我们读的圣经。
Now let's review the verses we just read.
前面说到那些不肯来赴宴席的人，我们不要管他们。
Now first, the passage talks about those who are not willing to come to the wedding.
暂时不讲他们了。
Let's not focus our attention on them.
我们来讲这些愿意被请来赴宴席的人。
But we'll focus our attention on those who are willing to come to the wedding feast.
所以从第八节开始告诉我们。
So from verse 8.
那些不肯来的人，他们不配来赴宴席。
Now those who were not willing to come to the wedding are not worthy.
所以王叫他的仆人到街口，在这个岔路口上，凡遇见的人都请他们来赴宴席。
So the king told his servants to go out to the street. Whoever is willing, invite them in.
仆人就出去了。
Therefore, the servants
在街上看见人走来走去，不管他好人坏人。
So the servants saw people walking in the streets, and it doesn't matter whether they're good or bad, evil.
通通请他们来赴宴席。
They're all invited to the wedding.
感谢神。
We thank God.
宴席上马坐满了客，座无虚席。
At the wedding hall, it's filled with people, none of the seats is empty.
但是呢，宴席还没有开的时候。
But before the feast starts,
王就进来。看看这些宾客。
The king comes in and takes a look at all the guests.
发现有一个人他没有穿礼服。
And yet, there is one who doesn't seem to have the wedding garment on.
他就问他说。
So the king asked this one.
朋友，你来到这里。
Friend, you have come in here.
为什么你没有穿礼服？
Why do you do not have the wedding clothes on?
请注意哦。
Now, please note here.
那个人怎么说啊？
What's the person's answer?
没有话可说。
He's speechless.
这个很重要。他没有话可说。
Here, this verse is very crucial.
为什么没有穿礼服呢？
Why is he doesn't have the wedding garment?
没有话可说。
This person is speechless.
没有理由好讲。
He simply could not give any reasons for that.
结果。
And?
他就被捆绑起来。
He was tied hand and foot.
被丢在外面黑暗的里面。
He was thrown into the outer darkness.
他说在那里就有哀哭切齿。
There he was weeping and gnashing his teeth.
那我们要看。
Now here we have to consider.
到底这个没有穿礼服的，我说他得救了，但有人说他没有得救。
Exactly, whether this person is saved or not, for me he is, but other people say no.
凡是得救的人就可以去赴宴席啊。
All the people who are saved could attend this feast.
他没有穿礼服，就是表明了他没有得救嘛。
then if this person doesn't have the wedding garment on, it means that he's not saved.
是这样吗?
Is that so?
到底这里的礼服是什么意思?
Now, exactly what the wedding garment means.
那么他这个人不穿礼服穿什么?
Now, this person doesn't have the wedding garment on. What is it that he puts on?
他没有穿衣服吗?
Does that mean he has no clothes on?
他赤膊了到宴席上来吗?
Naked, he has come to the wedding feast?
我是不是的。
I don't think so.
他也穿着衣服啊。
He also has clothes.
我就跟他说，算他是穿了便装。
So in my term, I would say he has put on the casual clothes.
赴王的婚宴，必须要穿礼服了。
But if you go to the king's feast, you have to put on the wedding garment.
礼服有标准的。
And there are certain standards for.This kind of specific wedding garment.
他没有穿王规定的这个礼服。
This person does not put on the specific required wedding garment.
也许他也穿了一件很贵重的衣服。
Even though he might put on some clothing very expensive.
可是不合规格的。
However, it does not meet the standard.
到底礼服是什么？
So, we will consider here exactly what
the garment, 这个便装又是什么？
Wedding garment is. What is the casual clothing?
三节的圣经。
So here we have to read three more verses.
看我帮助我们来看什么是礼服，什么不是礼服。
Now hopefully these three verses will help us determine what are
wedding garments. 这个不穿礼服的人是穿了什么来的
？Wedding garments. If this person does not have the wedding garment on, what kind of clothing is he?
罗马书第三章二十四节。
So Romans 3:24.
请英文圣经的。你们用英文读。
Romans 3:24.
三章二十四节。
Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
这里说到，人蒙神的恩典，因着耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
Here it tells us that it is through the redemption by God's grace that we could be justified freely.
我们请中文的圣经腓立比书三章第九节。
Philippians 3:9. We're going to ask the English, Chinese reading, brothers and sisters, read it.
好，请。
3:9.
并且得以在他面前。不是由自己因律法而得的义，乃是由信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。OK， 还请中文英文圣经读《路加福音》十五章。
Luke 15. All of us who read English.
十五章二十二节。
Luke 15:22.Luke 15:22, let's read it together. But the father said to his slave, Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
这里讲什么了?
What is the verse
saying? 那个浪荡的儿子回家了。
Here we know the prodigal son returns home.
父亲给他很多东西。
And the father has given him so many things.
给他戒指，给他鞋子。
A ring and sandals.
但我们要注意的是头一个。
But what we have to pay attention to is the very first item.
爸爸给这个回家的浪子什么衣服呢
？What robe, what garment has the father put on his son?
把那一个上好的袍子拿来给他穿。
The very best robe.And put it on the son.
所以浪子回家穿什么衣服啊
？So as the prodigal son returns home, what kind of clothing he has on?
养猪啊，在猪棚里头来的那脏衣服脱掉。
Is the dirty clothes when he was feeding the pigs that had to be put off?
把爸爸预备好。等候他回来穿了那个上好的袍子给他穿。
But the best robe has to be put on that his father, while waiting for him, has prepared.
这个上好的袍子什么意思啊
？Now what is the best robe?
就是指着主耶稣做我们的衣袍。
That is Lord Jesus is our righteous robe.
这个浪子把父亲的给他的家产都浪费光了。
Now this prodigal son has squandered away all the possessions of his father.
他很可怜和潦倒地回来。
And in misery, he came home.
他肯回家。
Now the fact that he was willing to come home, and the father simply embraced him, accepted him, and gave him the very best robe.
他花几个钱买的。
How much money did the father
spend? 他有没有用什么钱？有没有做什么？
Now this son did nothing.
这是白白的恩典。
This is a free grace.
所以刚才我们读这三节圣经给我们看见。
So all the three verses we just read.
这就是一个人蒙恩。
Show us
得着的恩典。
After a person has received God's grace,
我们是因着神的恩典。
It is because of this very grace.
因着耶稣基督的救赎。
And because of the redemption of Jesus Christ.
白白的称义。
We are freely justified.
这个义是什么意思呢？
Then what is this righteousness?
是从信基督而有的义。
This is a righteousness from faith in Jesus Christ.
因是因有信基督的义。
And this is the righteousness of faith.
也就是信神而来的义。
Simply because he believes in God,
therefore
the righteousness
comes. 不是我们出什么代价。
This is nothing that we have to pay for.
怜悯我们，白白给我们。
It's solely because of God's grace given to us freely.
路加福音就给我们看见这个义是什么东西。
And here Luke shows what this righteousness means.
就是巴巴为浪子。预备好的那个上好的袍子。
That is the best robe that the father has prepared for the prodigal son.
那一个没有穿礼服的人。
Now the person without the wedding garment.
我说他穿了便装来赴宴席。
The one whom I said he came with a casual clothing.
其实那个便装也很有价值的。
But actually, this casual clothing probably cost a lot.
爸爸预备了上好的袍子。
That is the best robe the father has prepared.
因为要跟礼服分，所以我说它是便装。
Now, in order to distinguish these two, so I say one is with this wedding garment, the other is with this casual clothing.
小姐妹，你有没有爸爸给你的上好的袍子？有没有？
头
一排，你们五个小姐妹，有没有？
In the second row,
爸爸预备的上好的袍子。
For our five young sisters, do you all have the best robes that your father has prepared? Yes?
你们都不知道，好像没有啊。
You don't know?
到底有没有啊？
It seems that you do not know it.
这个很重要啊，
要弄清楚。This is very crucial. You have to...
你信了耶稣，你不知道主称不称你为义，你知道。
You have to be clear on this, because you have believed in Jesus Christ. You have to know
if he will justify
you.
我们今天穿的还是那个养猪的衣服，脏衣服吗？
Today, do we still put on the dirty clothes when we fed the pig?
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid. If you have it, you have it.
不是因为你很好，所以爸爸给你一件好衣服。
Now, it's not because you're being good, so your father has given you
this
best robe.
是我们回了家了。
It's because we have come home.
爸爸收留我们。
So the father has received
上好的袍子给我。
And giving us this best robe.
上好的袍子就是主耶稣基督。成为我们的义。
The best robe means that Lord Jesus Christ now has become our righteousness.
清楚啊。
So are you all clear on
this?
这是very important.
好，算你们都清楚了啊。
Now I would say that you are clear on this point.
但是你今天晚上还不知道你有没有那件上好的袍子。
Now tonight, if you still do not know that you have already got the best robe,
要晚上不要随便睡觉。
I advise you not to sleep.
要把这个事情弄好了才睡觉。
You have to be clear on this one and then go to bed.
这很重要哈。好。
This is extremely imperative.
那么这个礼服到底是什么东西啊？
So exactly what is this
robe? 这个礼服怎么来的？
Where does it come from?
好，我们还要读。两处的事情。
We will read two more passages.
这都不能随便讲的。
We should not say it so
casually. 不能我们想这个礼服又是什么瓶装又是什么乱想，不可以的。
It's not that on our own thought that we would say, oh, what a wedding garment is.
必须要有圣经的根据。
We have to have this biblical basis.
有人说那个没有穿便装的是没有得救。
Some people say that those without the wedding garments are not saved.
这个讲解绝对是错的。
And this explanation is definitely
wrong. 因为圣经明明讲。
Because the Bible says so explicitly.
我们已信了主，就有基督做我们的义。
Once we believe in Jesus Christ, we have Christ as our righteousness.
我们就有爸爸给我们的上好的袍子。
And then we have the best robe our Father has given us.
但是这个不是礼服。
However, this is not a wedding garment.
这个是入场券。
This is the admission ticket.
可以来赴宴席了。
Now you are qualified to come to.
这个比喻啊，招来的就来了，来了就赴宴席了。
It's just like that. All those people who are invited to the wedding feast and here they come.
但是在我们圣徒的经历里头
，But in the experiences of all the
入场被招来赴宴席是一件事情。
Now, coming to the feast and being called in is one thing.
什么时候坐席呢？
And what is to dine at the feast?
还要有一个很长的距离。
Now, there is a long distance between these two.
主耶稣还没有回来。
The Lord Jesus hasn't returned.
我们都还不能坐席。
None of us can sit down and dine with God.
那我们来看这个礼服是什么。
So here we have to consider what the wedding garment is.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
十八节。
18.
这一次轮到中文的来读了。
Revelation 3:18. We're going to ask the Chinese reading.
启示录三章十八节。
To read it. 3:18.
好，我们在这里啊，有很多东西要买的。
Now here it seems that we have so many things we need to buy.
但是我们不讲那么多，只讲一件。
But we only talk about one thing.
又要买白衣穿上。
That you have to buy white clothes to put on.
刚才讲的是上好的袍子。
Now we just mentioned the best robe.
那不是要买的。
That's not to be purchased.
是爸爸预备的。
But the Father has prepared.
但是这里的白衣呢？
But what about the white garments here?
是要买的。
They have to be purchased.
要出代价。
You have to pay a price.
好，那这个白衣是什么？
So what are the white garments?
白衣就是礼服吗？
Are they the wedding garments?
还不够清楚。
We're not that clear on it yet. Therefore, we need to read one more verse.
启示录十九章。
That's same book.Revelation 19,
第八节
verse 8.
请用英文圣经来读。
Those who read English Bible, read with me 19:8. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
这里说到有一些蒙恩的人。
Here, the verse speaks of some
可以穿光明洁白的细麻衣
，who have received grace and who are qualified to put on the bright and clean fine linen.
这个细麻衣啊，是什么呢
？And what is this fine linen？
就是圣徒所行的义。
That's the righteous act of the saints.
这些人是谁啊
？Who are they？
他们穿这个衣服干什么
？Why do they put on all these clothes？
我们如果读前面的就知道了。
If you read the previous verses。
基督回来的时候
You will know that when Christ returns
也就是羔羊婚期的日子
That's the day of the Lamb's feast
就是我们这里所讲的这个婚姻的宴席
And that's the parable we talk about
那么有一般的圣徒
And a group of saints
他们有光明洁白的细麻衣穿上
Put down bright and clean fine linen
这个光明洁白的细麻衣是穿在外面
The bright and clean fine linen is put on externally.
里面还有一件是从前的衣服。
And there is another garment which is being put in.
那件衣服是什么
？And what is that?
那件衣服是什么？是上好的袍子。
That's the best robe.
啊，比方说，
For example,
我这件衣服啊，叫做上好的袍子。这件啊
，Suppose my shirt is the best robe.
这一件呢，
and my jacket
是光明洁白的西麻衣,
as
the, 这个是光明,
even though it's not bright, we just say it's the bright and clean fine linen.
所以赴宴席的人啊,
so those who go to the
feast
have to put on two
garments. Now one
is the best robe given by the
Father.
The other is the garment of the righteous acts that by God's grace you have put on.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so beloved brothers and sisters, first,
这些赴宴席的人都是得救的,
those who are invited to go, who go to the wedding feast are all saved.
这一个没有穿礼服的人,
and the person who does not have the wedding garment
on, 上好的袍子,
he does have the best robe.
他是清楚得救的人,
he clearly is saved.
可是,
but
他没有买那一件白衣,
he has not purchased that white garment.
没有买那一件光明洁白的细麻衣,
he has not purchased the bright and clean fine linen.
这个又不送的, 要买的,
now, this is not a freebie. It has to be bought.
就是要付钱的,
that means you have to pay for it.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
使徒约翰告诉我们,
Apostle John advises us,
我讲就好了, 不必读, 我就时间,
now, we don't have to read the verses for the sake of time.
约翰一书, 第三章二三节, 告诉我们,
First John 1:23.
他说啊, 主若显现, 我们必要向他,
First John 3.
因为我们必得见他的真体,
it says that if the Lord appears, we will be like him because we will see him as he is. That's chapter 3, verse 2. When the Lord reveals himself, we don't know exactly what's going to be like.
他来了,
but when he comes, we will see him as he is.
然后底下他说,
and then
John said,
everyone who has this hope fixed on him
就洁净自己,
purifies himself
像那一位洁净的一样,
just as he is pure.
我们等候主回来,
as we're waiting for the Lord's return,
我们要见他的真体,
we will see him as he is.
但是主没有回来之前,
but before the Lord returns,
我们要洁净自己,
we have to purify ourselves
像主洁净一样,
as he is pure.
这就是穿礼服的意思,
this is exactly what it means to put on the garment.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so beloved,
我们都盼望主回来,
we all hope for the Lord's return.
这是一个荣耀的盼望,
because this is such a glorious hope.
但我请问你们,
but may I ask you,
这个没有穿礼服的人,
the one who does not have the wedding garment,
他去被请去赴婚宴了,
here he is invited to attend the feast. Now, he does have this
glorious
hope. He is qualified to go to the wedding feast.
但他没有穿礼服,
however, he does not have a wedding garment
他没有买礼服来穿,
he has not purchased one.
他盼望见主,
he does hope to see the Lord.
他一点都不像主,
but he is not like his Lord.
结果,
and
王生气了,
the result is that the king was enraged.
不穿礼服就来了,
how could you come without a wedding garment?
他被赶出去,
he's driven out.
弟兄姐妹,
beloved,
他是不是得救的人?
Is he a saved person?
他是得救了,
yes, he is.
可他没有得胜,
but he has not overcome.
他失败了,
he has failed.
他没有付代价买白衣,
he has not paid a price to purchase the white garment.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters, it's not that we are saved and that would be okay, but we have to pursue after the Lord. And we hope that the Lord will purify us. Our life,
我们的工作,
our work,
我们的侍奉,
our services,
都要出代价来追求主.
In all these areas, we have to pay the price to pursue after the Lord.
我们的工作和侍奉,
so that our living, our work, our services can please the Lord.
你们说, 我们该怎样侍奉主？
And you would ask, how shall we serve the Lord?
最要紧的还不是你要怎样侍奉主。
The most important thing is not how you should serve the Lord.
我们是一个主所喜悦的人。
Are we pleased the Lord?
我们自然会知道主的意思。
That if we are pleasing to the Lord, then we will know His will to serve Him according to His will. But let me ask you, brothers and sisters. Now, I will not give young people a hard time. I will not ask you, but I'll ask adults. Ask all the elders, all the older people. Now, brothers and sisters,
包括我，我也是老弟兄。
Including myself, I'm an elderly brother.
我们这些蒙恩多年的。
All of us who have been saved for so long.
我们除了上好的袍子之外。
Now, apart from this best robe.
有没有买这个白衣服？
Have you purchased the white garment?
有没有买光明洁白的白衣服？
Have you purchased the bright and clean fine linen?
这个基督徒。
You and I as Christians.
我们的生活，我们的工作，我们的侍奉。
Our living, our work, our services.
光明不光明。
Are they bright?
见得了光吗？
Are they, can they go through light?
一个在黑暗中的人。
He who is in the dark.
他看不见有什么脏。
Cannot see anything dirty.
是在强的光的底下。
But in an intense bright light.
他发现我们衣服干不干净。
Then he can see whether his garment is clean or not.
我们这个脸干不干净。
Whether our face is clean.
弟兄姐妹。
Now, beloved.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
但愿我们蒙主的怜悯。
May we really receive his mercy.
能有好的表现。
So that we would have good behavior. And that's the bright and white fine linen. That is, we have the righteous
action.
So the young brothers and sisters could see us.
不要让他们越看越失望。
We should let them be so disappointed the more they look at us.
你们信主信了这么多年。
Now, you have believed in the Lord for so many years.
没有榜样，没有见证。
You do not set an example, do not have any testimony.
求主赦免我们。
And may the Lord forgive us.
很多人不信主。
So many people who do not believe in the Lord.
连信主都不要信。
They just do not want to believe in the Lord. Why?
他们说这个人信主。
Now they would say, well, this is a believer.
这个人会上天堂。
If this person goes to heaven,
那我不要信主。
Then I do not want to believe in the Lord.
天堂我也不要去。
I don't want to go to heaven either.
我宁可下地狱。
I would rather go to hell.
有没有这样的人？
Are there people like this?
有啊。
Yes.
这是我们的失败。
And this is our failure.
这是我们做基督徒的亏欠。
And this is our insufficiency.
人看见我们，
when people look at us,
看不见主，
they do not see the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
so my dear ones,
我讲这些话，
as I spoke all this,
不是来教训你们，
not to teach you, to lecture you.
我求主让我能听主接着我讲的话。
I ask the Lord.That I could hear the words that the Lord spoke through me.
曾经我在学习侍奉主的年日中。
Now, in the, all those years as I learned to serve the Lord,
我还没有到美国之前。
Before I came to the States,
那是四十年前的事了。
And it is about 40 plus years
ago. 有一段时间教会发生很大的难处。
There was a period of time when our church had gone through so many difficulties.
道路不一样。
Because we had different ways.
教会产生分裂。
So there was this division in the church.
里面产生很多的混乱难处。
There was many difficulties, much confusion.
有一段时间我再不能讲道。
And for a period of time, I was not allowed to preach.
心里觉得很难过。
I felt horrible.
因为教会有混乱。
Because there was this chaos.
有人要我跟那个错误。
And some people asked me to follow the mistake, the wrong thing.
我不能跟。
I could not follow it.
结果，我们的聚会，那个，一个婚聚会关门。
So what happened was that one branch of a sister church had to close.
主让我学一个功课。
And the Lord allowed me to learn
one lesson. 好像没有多机会来对神儿女讲道。
I no longer had many opportunities to share the messages with God's people.
主要我讲给自己听。
And the Lord asked me to speak to myself.
也许我再说清楚一点，为什么这样子？
Maybe I want to make it clear.
我去看两，因为那个时候我在香港也带一些年轻弟兄姐妹，像跟你们差不多。
In those days in Hong Kong, I also led some young brothers and sisters who were about the same age as you are now.
50-60 years ago, 我也跟你们差不多，都是很年
轻。50 and 60 years ago, I was just like you, very young. But I was the leader of the young people. And I simply led some young people.
那有一天我去看两位年轻弟兄的爸爸。
One day I went to visit the father of two young people.
他从前是在江西一个教会的负责弟兄。
He was the leading brother at Jiangxi province in China.
这个弟兄到了香港来啊。
Now this brother came to Hong Kong.
他呢，没有特别的教会。
He did not have a specific church.
他就在海边啊，香港宅，啊，香港在海，有一个叫香港宅这个地方。就是很多移民出路的地方。
And at this specific place, 香港在 near the seashore, where a lot of immigrants came and went.
他在那里服侍那个船上的人。
And there he served all the people who worked on ship.
有的人出去打鱼回来了，他们参加聚会。
Now some fishermen, as they came back, they would join his meeting.
为什么我去看他了？
And why did I went to visit him?
因为他病了。
Because he was sick.
他犯一个病。
Now he
就是后来发现是这个舌头啊长了毒瘤了。
He had this sickness at the tip of his tongue. There was a tumor.
医生告诉他，
and、
你如果要活
him, ，if you want to live，
把这个舌头啊剪掉三分之二
，2/3 of the tongue had to be cut off，
留下一个舌根
，it just the root of the tongue would be left，
还可以活。
Then you could live.
但是不能讲话。
But you can no longer talk.
那他没办法，怎么办呢？
So what could he do?
医生说你要，你签字。
If you agree, sign the paper.
他就签字了。
So he did sign the paper.
但是那天晚上他没有办法睡觉。
But on that very night, he could not sleep.
他在神面前很挣扎。
He was struggling before God.
他说神啊。
And he said, God.
你呼召我。
You have called me
是用口来服侍你
to serve you with my mouth.
我为着活着要把这个舌头剪掉。
Now, in order to live, I have to cut off some of my tongue.
我再不能讲道了。
From now on, I can no longer sermonize.
那我是这样来活吗？
Do I want to live like this?
他不平安。
There was no peace.
第二天早上，他告诉医生医。护士说
，So the next morning he told the nurse，
我要收回这个签字。
I want to take back.
我不要接受这个开刀。
I would not agree to have the surgery.
医生说他对不起。
And the surgeon said, "Well, I'm sorry."
你不开刀，你就回家。
Then you just have to go home.
意思就是去等死吧。
Meaning you just wait to die.
后来他到了一个私家医院。
And then he went to a private hospital.
做化学治疗。
And he did a chemo.
我去看他的时候，正在他治疗的中间。
And when I visited him, he was in the middle of this chemotherapy.
他这个脸啊，都变黑的。
His face turned black.
因为经过几次的电疗。
After several times of radiation.
不过还能讲话。
But still, he could talk.
还听得清楚。
He could hear clearly.
他告诉我。
And he told me.
柯弟兄。
Brother Cole.
他说我们。是站在讲台上教训人、教训弟兄姐妹的人。
Now we are those who stand at the podium to teach, to admonish all the brothers and sisters.
他说：“自从我患这个病之后
，But after I incurred the sickness,
我再不能在治疗的时间也不能讲道。
Even during the treatment time, I could not preach.
他说：神告诉他。”
And he said God had told him.
你从前就是在讲台上讲给别人听，教训别人。
Now you used to stand by the podium to teach others, to speak to others.
现在。
Now,
你要把道讲给你自己听。
You simply preach all the messages to yourself.
他就说，对我做这样的见证。
And he just shared this testimony.
其实他不知道我心中的问题，我的遭遇。
He didn't know what had happened to me. He didn't know what I was thinking.
因为那一段时间教会的难处，我刚才说了。
And it's all because what I just told you about the problem in the
church. 那个聚会要关门。
Because the meeting was about to close.
我就少了讲道的机会了。
And for me, I would no longer have the opportunity to preach.
我心里很清楚。
So within me is very clear.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
神借着弟兄。
Through this brother.
对我说话。
God spoke to me.
我没有机会讲道。
I would no longer have the chance to.
当然，如果我要讲，还可以想办法，还有很多机会。
But of course, if I really want to, I could try to find other meeting places to preach. But the Lord had told me,
你要讲给你自己听。
Preach to yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
不止在四十多年前，主让我学这个功课。
It's not only 40 some years ago, God had allowed me to learn the lesson.
直到今天晚上。
Even until tonight.
我诚实地告诉你们。
I honestly tell you.
我有的时候还是求主说。
And sometimes I still pray to the Lord.
就是今天晚上。
Now tonight.
我对你们讲这些主的话。
I told you about the God's words here.
盼望主开你们的耳朵。
I hope the Lord would open your ears.
能听见主的声音。
So you could hear the voice of the Lord answering to His calling.
我自己呢
？As to myself.
我要求主怜悯我。
I have to ask for His mercy.
我呢只会教导别人，不教导自己。
If I could only teach others and not myself.
我在主面前就是更有罪。
Before the Lord, I have more sins.
主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my beloved.
主要回来。
The Lord is coming.
我们要去赴这个婚姻的宴席。
And we all have to attend this wedding feast. But.
必须穿光明洁白的鞋。
We all have to put on a bright and clean fine linen.
这是要吃代价的。
And for this you have to pay a price. And have to be kept by God.
好，我们来看第二个比喻。
Now let's consider the second parable.
就是童女的比喻。
That's the parable of virgins.
这里我想圣经你们都读过了啊。
I suppose you have all read the passage.
不然我等又不要紧嘛，主的话还是我们读一遍。
But that's okay, since this is the word of God, we read them again.
这里有十三节。
Now there are 13 verses.
二十五章第一节到十三节。
Chapter 25 of the Gospel according to Matthew.
13节这样子英文的先读你们先头一次先读三节
Now alright, this is what we're going to do. The English readers will read first three verses, and after that we go back to what we did before, two verses for each part. Now 25 verse 1, then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them.
新郎吃宴的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
Verse 6 and 7, but at midnight there was a shout,Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到买油的地方去买吧。
Verse 10. And while they were going away to make the purchase, The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us.
他却回答说,我实实在在告诉你,我不认识你们,所以你们要警醒,因为那日子,那时辰,你们不知道。我先说一下,这里十二节。
Now let me first say this, verse 12.
这一个新郎回答说,
Now the bridegroom answered,
我实在告诉你们,
Truly I say to you,
我不认识你,
I do not know you.
这个中文的翻译太重,
Now the Chinese translation a little bit too
heavy. 原文的意思不是不认识,
the original language does not mean that the Lord does not know
乃是不认同,
them, but does not identify with them.
不称许,
does not praise them.
不中意的意思,
and the Lord simply is not pleased. Are you clear?
这些等待新郎的这些愚拙的统领,
Now all those foolish virgins waiting for the bridegroom
不是主所不认识的,
are not those that the Lord does not know.
他们是主所救赎的,
these are redeemed by the Lord.
他们是等候主回来的,
and they're waiting for the Lord's return.
可是,
But
为什么主不欢喜他们呢?
Why is the Lord is not pleased
主不认同呢?
With them? And the Lord does not identify
他们是统领,
with them. They are virgins.
他们又有灯,
and they have lamps.
大家就有灯嘛,
Everyone has,
大家都也有先等候主回来,
Everyone has the heart to wait for
对啊,
the Lord's return. That's all the same.
但是为什么主不认同?
But why is that the Lord cannot identify with them?
有一个不同,
but because there is one difference here.
器皿大家都有,
they all have the vessels.
可是聪明的器皿里面有油,
but the prudent virgins have oil in the vessels.
愚拙的,
as opposed to the foolish ones' vessels that are empty. And that's the distinction between them.
严格说起来,
now, strictly speaking, it's not considered different.
为什么?
Why? The wise virgins' vessels, in them there are oil.
愚拙的统领器皿里头到底有没有油啊?
And in the vessels of the foolish ones,
但是后来又去买了吗?
Is there any oil? Didn't they go to buy more? So in the end, they do have the oil.
所有油大家都有啊,
so you could say they all have oil.
分别到底在哪里?
But what's the distinction here?
一个是早就预备好的,
one is that they have, that the person has oil prepared long ago.
一个是等到新郎回来了再去买,
and another is they have the oil, it's only after the bridegroom has come back and they went to purchase.
聪明的愚拙的油都是要买的,
the oil for both the wise and the foolish has to be purchased alike.
不同在哪里?
So what's the difference here?
是要买,
yes, the oil has to be purchased, but it's the timing.
新郎来以前买是聪明,
now, she who has bought oil before the bridegroom returns is prudent. She who waits until the bridegroom returns and being shut outside the door is foolish.
小姐妹问你们可以吗?
So may I ask our young sisters,
你们要做一个聪明的统领还是做一个不聪明的统领?
Do you want to be the prudent or the foolish version?
我们大家不要笑他们了,我们要问自己哦。
Don't laugh at them. We also have to ask ourselves,
我们愿意做一个聪明的还是做一个愚拙的?
Are we willing to be the prudent or the foolish version?
既然蒙恩,
since we are saved by His grace,
我们都要让圣灵来充满我们,
we all have to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us.
这里器皿中的油是什么意思?
What is the oil in the vessel?
就是神赐给我们的圣灵,
that is the Holy Spirit God has given us.
圣灵在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit indwells
us. 可是有没有让圣灵充满我们呢?
But do we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us?
有的人仅仅有圣灵在里面,
some people only have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这个灯啊, 也发亮过,
well, the lamp does give
light.
Well, after all, after, when you have believed in the Lord, you are a little bit different.
改变见证不够。
But with just a little transformation, not enough testimony.
必须让圣灵来充满我。
You have to allow the Holy Spirit to fill you.
才可以。
And this is the only way.
所以我们要再读几节的圣经。
Therefore, we need to read more, few more verses.
有了灯。没有预备留在器皿里头是什么意思
Now what does it mean if a person has a lamp but without the oil prepared
我们的纲要是说提着灯却为储油在器皿里面
As our outline says these are the people who have the lamps but without this oil prepared
这些人都从圣灵入了门了
They have all gone through began with the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第三章第三节。
Now let's read Galatians 3:3.
这里说，你们既靠圣灵入门
，Having begun by the Spirit，
如今还靠肉体成全吗
？Are you now being perfected by the flesh？
你们是这样的无知吗
？Are you so foolish？
然后。哥罗西三章第五节说
Now Galatians 3:5
他救了我们他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借着重生的习和圣灵的更新哥罗西不是
Titus
提多书
Titus
三章第五节
Titus 3:5
提多书
Titus 3:5 He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit
所以在这里给我们看见
So here we see it
我们所有得救的人
All of us who are
都已经从圣灵入了门了
Have begun through the Holy Spirit
但是
But,
有的人有圣灵入门
Some people who have begun through the Holy Spirit
就像那个加拉太的教会
Just as the Galatian church
他们要靠肉体来成全
They're trying to be perfected by the flesh.
靠自己，用自己的办法，盼望人能好。
By their own means,
own
efforts, they're trying to fill the lamp with oil.
这是我们的无知。
And this is our ignorance.
我们得救了。
We are saved.
我们有一个心追求主。
And we have a heart to pursue the Lord.
靠自己的肉体来追求。
Now we do this by our own flesh to pursue.
那是这样，这是我们是一个无知的基督徒。
If we are like this, we are foolish Christians.
我们必须靠圣灵入门。
It is to begin by the Spirit.
还要借着圣灵来更新。
But also we need the Holy Spirit to renew us.
要我们这个人能生命上有改变。
So that our life will be changed.
好，那底下我们再来看几处的圣经。
Now we'll consider a few more verses.
这里说，提着灯且储备油在器皿里面是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to have the lamp and also have the oil in the vessel？
就是满有圣灵。
It simply means being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们看几处圣经。
Now, as to this point, we have to read a few verses.
四章第一节。
Luke 4:1.
这里有一个人。
Here we see the person,
就是我们的主耶稣。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
他被圣灵充满。
Full of the Holy Spirit.
原文的意思是满有圣灵。
It simply means that the Lord has all the Holy Spirit within him.
那他受浸以后就到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Returned from the Jordan after he was tempted.
简单一个意思。
After he was baptized.
主耶稣是一个满有圣灵的人。
And then he was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. That's the meaning. The Lord is full of Spirit.
使徒行传第六章第三节。
We're going to read Acts 6:3.
彼得说：“所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满的人。”
Again, therefore, brethren, select from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Spirit.
这个满有圣灵啊，这个充圣灵充满了，原文的意思就是满有圣灵。
Being filled of the Spirit simply means being full of the Spirit.
智慧充足的人。
And also full of wisdom.
使徒们就要派这几个人啊，来管理教会的这个伙食的事情。
And apostle would appoint these people to be in charge of the food ministry of the church. Because in those days, all the Jerusalem churches were being built. All of a sudden, so tens of thousands of people believing in the Lord. And some of them, because they believed in the Lord, their possessions were taken away.
有的人从外邦地来到回到犹太地，到耶路撒冷信了主了。
And other people came back from the Gentile places to Jerusalem, and they believed in the Lord.
他们也就不回去了，就留在耶路撒冷。
So they would not return, and they would simply stay in Jerusalem.
那怎么办呢？有的人有钱，有的人没有钱。
Therefore, some people had money, others didn't.
有钱的人，有房子的人，有田产的人就把田产卖了。
Some people who had money, who had houses, who had field, would sold their possessions.
把钱拿来放在使徒的脚前。
And they would bring the money, put them at the feet of the apostles.
他们就过共同的生活。
And they simply lived together.
他们大体都是犹太人。
They were all Jews.
但是分成两半。
However, they were divided into two
groups. 一半是长久住在以色列地的犹太人。
One group was those people who always lived in the land of Judah.
还有一些是被早年被掳到外邦各地的犹太人。
And there were other Jews who had long been taken captive in a Gentile land.
但欧孙节他们来到耶路撒冷来过节。
However, on the day of Pentecost, they all came to Jerusalem to observe the feast.
感谢主，那一天，彼得受圣灵充满，传了福音。
We praise the Lord that on that specific day, Peter, full of spirit, preached the gospel.
信主受浸的人大概有三千。
It's about 3,000 people who believe in the Lord and were baptized.
第二场的传福音。
And at the second,
信主的男丁就有五千。
The male who believed in the Lord, was about 5,000.
那还有妇人孩子呢？
And what about the women and
children?
一下子啊，
教会就有几万、两万人可能。
And all of a sudden, there were about 20,000 people at the church.
有的人生活无着。
And some people were better off.
所以大家有钱就吃钱，有力就出力。
Therefore, those who were rich would give up their money.
很热闹，过着共同的生活。
Who could afford to give their labor, they would do so. And everybody led a very pleasant life.
你们主日聚会的人有多少？
How many of you would gather together on Sunday?
中午要吃饭。
At noon you would have to eat?
容易吗？
Is that an easy job?
不大容易。
Of course not.
我们那边也是。
We have the same issue there.
人比这边多一点。
In my congregation we had more
people. 本来自己弄饭。
Now originally we
put ourselves. 弄得很辛苦。
And it was so laborious.
家里带来也很辛苦。
Even though you could at home, it's,
不能好好聚会。
It's a tough job.
所以现在啊，
so,
我们就到外面去买饭。
They could not enjoy the meeting, so right now we just
人家送来了。
Buy food from outside.
还有好几位弟兄姐妹在那里分菜分饭。
Even with all this catering, still we needed many brothers and sisters trying to distribute the food.
所以我替他们很担心。
So I'm worried for them.
我们在讲台上喊得喉咙都哑了。
Now on the pulpit, even though with my hoarse voice,
他们忙着分菜分饭。
They were so involved in distributing the food.
有的时候来的人多一点。
Sometimes more people come.
这些弟兄姐妹就头大了。
And they would have a hard time.
前面有两块鸡腿。后面就剩下一块了。
Now people who came first would have two pieces of chicken drums, and the others only have half.
有的时候人来少一点，又多出来了。
And other times there were few people, so the all of the leftover food.
那有的弟兄就会说：“哎呀，这么多，我带一些回家吧。”
And some people would say, "Oh, with so much food left, let me have some home."
琐碎的问题不少。
and a lot of all these trivial problems.
他们几万人吃饭呢?
Now think of this, they have tens of thousands.
没有地方叫饭呢。
And they did not have catering.
他们要自己做饭。
They have to cook themselves.
所以啊，那些从外地来的以色列人啊。
So all those Israelites who came from
far away. 他们一些老寡妇。
Especially those old widows.
常常没有吃饱呢。
Often they did not have enough.
因为他们分的少。
Because they were given
to you. 他们被忽略了。
They were neglected.
信了主，感谢主。
Now they believe in the Lord, we praise God for that.
可是独自一餐没有吃饱，两餐、三天都没有吃饱，就埋怨了。
But still, with empty stomach, one day, 2 days, 3 days, they started complaining.
信主耶稣是宝贝啊。
Yes, believing the Lord is precious.
但是吃不饱，心里也很难过。
But still, with this lacking food, it makes me so sad.
教会没有爱心。
Now, this church does not have love.
你们这些本地人对我们这些外来的人亏欠。
Now, all you locals,
你们也有寡妇啊。
Have foreigners, you also have widows.
大家都吃得饱饱的。
But they all have their
feelings. 怎么我们这些寡妇们就没有吃饱呢？
Why is the widows from foreign lands do not have enough food?
彼得不光是讲道，
Peter not only preached,
他的耳朵蛮长的、啊、
but also he had a,
这些事情还传到他耳中了。
He had a very acute sense of hearing, and all these words came to his ears.
使徒彼得就站起来告诉弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, Apostle Peter stood up and told all the brothers and sisters.
他说我们是主所呼召的。
Now we are called by the
Lord. 主要我们以祈祷传道为事。
We should concern ourselves with preaching and prayers.
管这个伙食实在管得不好。
Now, for us to be in charge of the food,
哎呀，这些外地来的
job.
这些寡妇们没有吃饱，我们实在亏欠。
All these widows who came from a foreign land did not have enough food, and we felt we didn't do a good job.
难道我们就不要讲道了？我们就来管把饭食管好一点吗？
But should we give up preaching and devote ourselves to food?
所以他说，我在主面前觉得。
So Peter said, this is how I feel before the
Lord.
We should no longer be in charge of food. We need to choose from the older brethren, 7 people.
头一点要被圣灵充满。
First requirement for them to do so is to be filled with Holy Spirit.
大有信心。
Full of faith.
把弟兄姐妹们的肚子顾好。
So they could be in charge of feeding stomachs of brothers.
他们就选出七个人来。
So 7 people were chosen.
不只会办事。
Not only.
还要被圣灵充满。
Were they good at working, but also have to be filled with Holy Spirit, full of it.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers.
我们在那边人不多，大家加上儿童啊，大概300左右了。
Now, in my congregation, including children, we have up to 300 people.
我常觉得主怜悯这些管饭食的弟兄。
And I often feel that the Lord is really merciful toward those who are in charge of the ministry.
需要被满有圣灵，大有信心。
So I always tell them, you have to be full of spirit, full of faith.
我们那边信心不够，我觉得。有的弟兄因为是我们煮了这个饭，怎么吃得饱啊？
And I do feel that some of them do not have enough faith because they wonder, with this little food, would that be enough for everyone? But it's no problem with me, maybe because I do not have big appetite. For me, little is enough, but for others, brothers and sisters, they eat too much.
比较有功用啊，我这个真是没有用。
They have much strength. They're more useful.
该吃饱一点啊。
So they should be fed well.
有的时候烤鸡，这个熏鸡只有两片，加起来大概不到一寸高厚吧。
Sometimes we have smoked chicken, and for 2 pieces together, it's not even 1 inch tall.
我觉得两片也够了，
and、
要有三片来也不错。
Pieces are enough, but if I could have 3, that's okay too.
有时候我觉得你们这些管饭食都不够有信心。
But I always feel that those who are in charge of food ministry
有的教会收钱的。
And some church would charge for the food. We don't.
有负担就投在奉献下。
If you have this burden, then you just place it in the offering chest.
有没有奉献我们只有主知道。
Whether you offer the money or not, only the Lord knows it.
所以，但是我也跟他们说，不要这么广东话说，莫敢孤寒了，不要这么小气了，多一点嘛。
And I feel that don't be such a miser.
实在我们这些做基督徒做的不够荣耀主。
Because we Christians often are not acting enough to glorify God.
我们那边年长的弟兄姐妹多。
Now there are many elderly brothers and sisters in my church.
年轻的孩子也不少。
Although we do have young children also.
平常奉献也不是很多。
So our financial contribution is not that much. May the Lord have mercy on us.
这是我们那边的情形。
And this is the condition of my church.
我常觉得他们需要被圣灵充满。
I often feel they have to be filled by the Holy Spirit. 你们需要，我们
知道。
I don't know if you have any financial
need. 应该都有需要。
I suppose every church does.
好了，不讲太多了。时间快到了。
Now I'm not going to talk much.
那我们要来看
time is up.
怎么满有圣灵。
Now let's consider how could we be filled with the Holy Spirit, full of the Spirit.
主耶稣是满有圣灵。
Lord Jesus is full of Spirit.
这个没有问题，他是神的儿子。
Well, because he is the Son of God, so that's not an issue.
他倒空他自己。
He emptied himself.
把所有的都倒出来。
He has emptied everything that he has.
所以圣灵是无限量的充满他。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit filled out Jesus without measure.
当时教会的难处。
But we thank God that with all the problems in those early
churches,
they still find seven people full of the Holy Spirit.
所以那个时候以后就再没有听见这个世上有问题。
So from then on, we heard no more issues as to this food distribution.
使徒行传第七章五十五节
Acts 7:55
那里说到这个史提凡他是七个人中的头一个
Now it speaks of Stephen who is the very first of the seven
他为主的见证 来做见证
And he bore testimony for the Lord
结果那些会堂的人反对他
All the people of the council opposed him
把他抓到公会去审判
They drag him to the temple to be judged.
他在公会啊讲了一篇很长的道理。
And he gave
为主做见证。
He gave a long speech to testify of the Lord.
最后啊
，before the council.
公会的人受不了了。
And the people of the council couldn't stand it.
买了两个打手。
So they use money to hire two attackers.
在那里站起来控告这个集体法。
They stood up and accused Stephen.
说他糟践律法
saying that he transgressed the law,
破坏圣殿
destroyed the temple.
给他很大的罪名
This is such a grave condemnation.
大家就喊起来，不要这个人
So everybody shouted, away with the one.
就把他抓起来，推到城外去
Therefore, Stephen was seized and pushed outside of the city.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
众人用石头打他。
All the multitude stoned Stephen.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But here the scripture says.
他在殉道之中。
In the midst of his martyrdom.
许多的石头丢到他身上。
As all the stones come into him.
他跪在那里。
He knelt there.
他说。
Saying.
他说我看他被圣灵充满。
Now the Bible says he was full of the Holy Spirit.
满有圣灵
filled with the Holy Spirit
他定睛望天
he gazed intently into heaven
看见神的荣耀
and saw the glory of God
又看见耶稣站在神的右边
he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God
主席亲爱弟兄们请问你们
Now my beloved, let me ask you
主耶稣必接升天
Jesus was received
去哪里啊
on to where
去哪里啊
to where
到父神那里去了吗
To the Father God.
在父神那里说，主啊，怎么样了？嗯。
And then what happened?
是站着还是在坐着
？He was standing. He was sitting.
坐在神宝座的右边。
He sits at the right hand of God.
史提凡他说，他没有说是坐在神宝座的右边了。
But here, when Stephen saw Jesus, he was not sitting down.
那个时候怎样？
What was Jesus doing there?
看见主耶稣是站在神宝座的右边。
Stephen saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
会不会斯蒂凡太紧张了？
Could it be that Stephen was so nervous?
给人石头丢过来丢过去，这里流血，这里打破皮。
As the stone flew over him with this bleeding and all the injuries.
紧张了，眼睛花掉了。
He was so nervous.
耶稣坐在宝座上。
His eye was dim, and he saw Jesus.
他说：“我看见主站在宝座的右边。”
Standing at the right hand of God.
是不是他眼睛有问题啊？
Is this because
there
were problems with his eyes? He was so nervous.
你们说呢？他以为看错。
What would you say? Was he making a mistake? No.
他满有生命。
He was full of
spirit. 他一点没有害怕。
He was not afraid at all.
他的眼睛非常的明亮。
His eyes were so bright and sharp.
许多人看不见的东西。
He actually saw many things that most people could not see.
多少神的儿女看不见主。
So many of God's children could not see Jesus at his throne.
他看见在宝座那里的主。
But Stephen saw the Lord on his throne.
不是坐在那里。
Not sitting there. Instead, standing.
在什么？
What's he doing standing there?
他站在那里。
He's standing there.
迎接。那一位为他做见证而信道的满有圣灵的斯提凡。
He was receiving Stephen who believed him, full of Holy Spirit, and who was being martyred.
主站起来。
The Lord stood up.
就是表示主悦纳他。
That means the Lord is pleased with him.
帮助他。
And the Lord was helping him.
支持他。
The Lord was standing him. Sustaining him and thank the Lord. Stephen. This is Stephen's glorious testimony.
在圣经里头。
In the Bible.
很多人为主做见证。
So many people have bore witness for the Lord.
斯蒂凡所看见的主。
But the Lord that Stephen saw.
许多人不一样。
It's so different from that of other people.
为做这一个殉道者。
Now, for this very martyr,
他不能再坐在那里。
Our Lord no longer could sit down.
他站起来。
He stood up.
表示他支持他。
Indicating that the Lord was supporting him.
主支持他。
He was sustaining him.
主收纳他。
He was receiving him.
所以最后他的祷告是什么？
So what's the final prayer?
求主接受我的灵魂。
Lord, receive my spirit.
这些人他们所做的他们不知道。
These people do not know what they're doing.
但愿罪不要归于他们。
May the sin be not on their head.
这是一个得胜者的祷告。
This is an overcomer's prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
My beloved.
最后我们再看一个人。
Lastly, we will consider one person.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这巴喇巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满。
For he, that Barnabas, was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit.
也就是满有圣灵。
Full of spirit, and filled with spirit.
大有信心。
And full of faith.
于是有许多人归服了主。
And considerable numbers were brought to the Lord.
圣经讲到巴喇巴。
The Bible speaks of Barnabas.
他是一个好人。
That he was a good man.
而且满有圣灵。
And also full of the Holy Spirit.
大有信心。
Full of faith.
那么他在耶路撒冷为主做见证。
And there in Jerusalem he bore witness
for the Lord. 他去到安提阿为主做见证。
He went to Antioch to testify of the Lord.
许多人就归主了。
So many people came to the Lord.
但是说到巴喇巴。
But here.
以便他实在很蒙恩。
When the Bible speaks of Barnabas, on the one hand, he's truly blessed.
圣灵的人。
But on the other hand, he's full of Holy Spirit.
但是。
But.
求主用些遮盖。
May the Lord cover me.
我们读巴喇巴的历史不能停在这里。
As we read about Barnabas' history, we should never
stop here. 我们还要继续再往下读。
We have to continue to read on.
他到了安提阿。
Now he went to Antioch.
看见神的工作。
He saw God's work.
看见教会被建立起来。
He saw the churches being built up.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是一个蛮有圣灵的人。
He was a man full of the Holy Spirit.
他认识他自己的不够。
He knew his insufficiency.
他需要同工。
He needs a co-worker.
他就想起。
He remembered.
听说。
And he heard.
这个扫罗啊。 就是后来的保罗,
this Saul, who later became Paul, and supposed to be his underclassmen, they used to be classmates.
记得吧, 当扫罗归主之后,
now, after Saul came to the Lord,
去了亚拉伯的旷野两年半,
he stayed in Arabia with
后来,
two and a half years.
回到大马士,
and then he came back to
Damascus.
He wanted to testify for the Lord.
提督要抓他,
and the governor Titus was about to
beat 他怎么跑掉了呢?
How did he
有弟兄姐妹把他藏在一个洗衣筐里面,
and some of the brothers and sisters hid him in a laundry basket.
上面放一些脏的衣服,
and put some dirty clothes on him to cover him.
从城,他那个房子啊,盖在城墙的旁边,
and this house was right by the city wall.
就从城墙那里啊,弄一个篮子把它放到城外去,
so slowly with the rope and Paul inside the basket was slowly.
保罗差一点就给人抓去了,
so Paul was almost seized by others.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
他逃走了。
He ran away.
他去到耶路撒冷,
so he went to Jerusalem.
他想到我亏欠在耶路撒冷的基督徒,
and he saw that he had wronged so many brothers and sisters.
他还没信主以前, in Jerusalem,
because before he believed in the Lord, he persecuted the church. He seized so many Christians to put them in jail.
他心里很不安,
so he felt this
可是呢,
他到了耶路撒冷, but when he came to Jerusalem to testify of the Lord,
人听见这个凶手扫罗来了,
and when people heard this murderer Saul came, people were afraid.
有人说不要怕, 他已经信主了,
some people say, oh, don't be afraid, he now has believed in the Lord.
信主, 信什么, 谁知道啊?
Well, who knows whether he believes or not?
还是保守一点, 比较安全,
I would play it safe.
所以没有人敢接纳他,
so nobody would receive Paul.
巴拉巴这个好人啊,
Barnabas the good man
就接纳他,
received Paul.
还带他去, 介绍他去见使徒,
even introduced him to the apostles.
所以他在耶路撒冷住了15天,
so Paul stayed in Jerusalem for 15 days.
后来,
but
圣灵感动他,
being moved by the Holy Spirit,
你在耶路撒冷为我做见证,
and Paul knew that although he bore witness for the Lord in Jerusalem,
这里的人不会接受的,
and these people would not believe.
你赶快回去, 回到你老家吧,
Paul, the Holy Spirit told him, just go back to your home.
也许就送他回老家,
therefore Barnabas probably sent him back.
扫罗去到老家去住了多少年了?
After he went back to his hometown, how many years did he live? Probably 5.5 years.
要做见证没有,
God did not allow him the opportunity to testify to him, so he went back to his hometown. But thank the Lord. He stayed in Arabia wilderness for 2.5 years. And he stayed 5.5 years in Tarsus. And then Barnabas went to look for Paul.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord, finally Barnabas got Paul.
Antioch.
Therefore, Barnabas brought Paul to
Antioch.
And together they fasted and they served God.
巴拉巴在先知教士中,
and among all the teachers at Antioch, Barnabas was placed first.
巴拉巴第一,
Barnabas first.
扫罗第几啊?
What about Saul?
扫罗第几啊?
Which number?
第这个,
the last?
末了一个,
the very last one.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
保罗,
don't you think that Paul never worked?
从他的历史中我们看见,
from his history we could read,
他说他曾经被带到三层天,
he was once taken up to the third heaven,
又被带到乐园里,
and taken into the paradise,
听见隐秘的声音,
he heard the voice,
这个,
and this is a great vision.
我算他的时间了。
As I counted his time,
就是他在大树人那五年半的末期。
It's at the very end of the time when he stayed at Tarsus.
他在异象中被带到三层天神宝座那里。
In his vision, he was taken up to the third heaven before the throne.
又带到地里头那个乐园去。
And also into the paradise.
但有的解经家不是这样讲。
But some of the students by the
way, 他说主耶稣复活以后啊。阴间的乐园搬家了，搬到天上去。
They say that after the Lord rose from the dead, all the people in the Christians in the Hades were the paradise there were taken to heaven.
对不起，
But
这是一厢情愿的猜想。
I believe this is a wishful thinking.
没有圣经的根据。
No biblical foundation.
那柯弟兄，你有圣经根据吗
？Now, brother Cole, do you have any biblical basis? May the Lord's precious blood cover me. Yes, I do.
我不敢推想。
I would not.
那么，请问，如果乐园搬家了，搬到天上去
？I would ask you if this paradise is being raised up to heaven.
已睡的信徒都到天上去了。
So all the saints who have fallen asleep have gone up to heaven,
那么
right?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章讲。
Now the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says,
主回来之前,
Before the Lord returns,
末号的号筒要吹响第七号,
The seventh trumpet, the last trumpet would sound.
已睡的圣徒要复活,
All the saints who have fallen asleep will rise.
没有信主的还没有不能哦,
Now,
要一千年以后才复活,
Unbelievers will not be raised. It's not until The end of 1,000 years of kingdom.
已睡的信徒要复活。
Saints who have fallen asleep
我们还活着的圣徒
We who are alive
不能在他们之先
shall never precede them. They are raised from dead.
然后我们一同被提到空中
Together, we were taken up to the air to meet the Lord.
这些圣徒在哪里啊
where were all these
saints? 在乐园里。
In the paradise.
乐园在哪里啊
Where's the paradise?
在阴间的乐园里。
The Hades paradise under the earth.
如果搬家搬到天上去了
If the paradise has been taken up to heaven,
那主耶稣来到空中
Now when the Lord comes to the midair, when the angel sounds the trumpet, and they are raised from the dead,
从宝座那里再到地上来
they have to come back from the throne to the earth,
带着我们一同又到空中去
and together with us will be taken up back to heaven.
是这样吗？
Is that so?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So my beloved，
读圣经要小心。
When we study the Bible, we have to be very careful.
一定要关于被提的事。
As to the matter of rapture.
今天还有一个姐妹问我。
And today a sister also asked me a question.
有人说灾前被提，有人说灾后被提。
Some people say you have to be raptured before the tribulation, others said afterward.
还有人说啊，是灾难的中间。
Even some people say in the midst of the tribulation you'll be raptured. There are 7 years for the tribulation. 7 years for the 3.5 years. Some of the saints will be raptured.
常有人问我柯弟兄你信哪一个
So many people ask me, Brother Cole, what's your take on this?
我要信哪一个
Which doctrine should I believe? Are there people being raptured before the tribulation? The Bible has said.
圣经也告诉我们有灾后被提。
The Bible also says there are people who are being raptured after the tribulation.
还告诉我们有灾中被提的。
Even some people would be raptured in the midst of the tribulation.
那我信哪一派啊？我跟谁啊
？Which doctrine should I follow?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我谁也没有敢跟。
I will not follow any doctrine.
我跟主的话。
I simply follow the Lord's word.
所以我说，
so、
我又来一个汉巴拉。我所有的都接受。
So this is what I'm going to do. I'll take them all in. I will accept them all.
有特别蒙恩的人。
There are those who are especially
blessed.
They have been taken up to the throne of God.
羔羊无论到哪里。
Wherever the lamb goes.
他们都跟随他。
These people follow him.
这是灾前被提的人。
These are the people who have been raptured before the tribulation.
有人在灾中被提。
There are those who are raptured in the midst of the tribulation.
大体的圣徒被大批的地被提。
A multitude of the saints will be raptured.
到了启示录十五章十六章那里。
When we come to Revelation 15 and 17,
已经是在大灾难中了。
That's in the midst of the tribulation.
可是还有人被提。
Still, there are people being
raptured.
So these probably are the people who are being raptured in the midst of tribulation or afterward.
我不是骑墙派,
I'm not the one who are sitting on the fence and straddling my feet on two feet. Well, if this is wrong, that might be right. No, not so. We have to believe the word of the Lord.
你们说, 你这个小科弟兄, 你这么大胆子,
and some people would say, oh, Brother Cole, you,
你说那些大解经家说灾前被提不够对吗?
You really have the nerve. You would tell those theologians that being raptured before tribulation is wrong.
我不敢藐视这些长辈。
Now, I would never belittle all these previous.
我常常围着一些属灵的长辈，为我们留下多少属灵的亮光。
For those spiritual elders who have left so much spiritual light.
他们在神面前多少宝贝的经历。
For all those special experiences they have before the Lord, we have to humble ourselves to receive. If we do so, we are blessed.
但是,
but, in reference, especially to God's
word,
now, the Lord, why is it he often speaks of parables?
Because
he wants to unfold all the mysteries since the foundation of the world.
像我们这一次到了今天晚上讲了四个了,
now, up to now, we have spoken of four parables of the Lord.
明天还要讲两个,
tomorrow we'll continue on another two.
这些比喻都是神国的奥秘,
but all these parables speak of the mysteries of God. I admit I do have a little bit of understanding. But I would not dare to say I got it.
我养一个比方,
now let me give you an example.
就像一粒洋葱,
it's just like onion. Understand onion?
我们要吃洋葱,
now,
要把外面的皮剥开, 剥掉,
if you want to eat an onion, you have to peel one layer
里头呢,
outside,
再剥一层,
and then you peel another layer,
还有一层再剥,
and another layer,
要剥了很多层, 才把它剥完,
you have to peel so many layers.
主讲的这些比喻,
now the Lord has said all these parables.
我不知道我剥了多少层了,
I really don't know how many layers I have done. I'm done, and I don't know how many more layers are there. But I do have this understanding. I would like to ask for your opinion. The mystery of the kingdom of God. Is the mystery fully unfolded? And I'm thinking, why the Lord hasn't returned? Is it because the mystery of God's kingdom hasn't been fully unfolded yet? If one day all the mystery of the kingdom is fully disclosed, then the Lord could have come back.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
特别你们这些年轻弟兄姐妹,
now especially you young people, and I want to challenge you. Now, you really pursue the Lord well, love the Lord, cherish His word, study His word
thoroughly.
Now, some of the fellowship given to you from the previous spiritual giants, you have to come back to the Bible to determine whether this is biblical. If so, accept it. If their thing is not that complete, then you should have some reservation. Now, pursue after the Lord. Now, in my heart, I would say, some of those unfolded mysteries, maybe the Lord has reserved them for you so that you could be used by God. So through you, all those unfolded mysteries could be open to us.
弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, it's not that we're proud, but simply because the mystery of the kingdom of God is so abundant.
盼望主恩待我们。
If only the Lord would be gracious to us. So, my beloved, I would like to conclude this meeting now. Brothers and sisters,
我们的生活, 我们的行为,
our life, our behaviors,
要有圣徒所行的义,
should have the righteous act of all the
saints,
so that before man we do have the testimony of the Lord.
如何能成为一个有圣徒之意的人呢?
But then how can we become those who have the righteous acts of
saints?
We have to be filled by the Holy Spirit. That's to say the Lord has to occupy all
of
us, to rule over our person,
我们的生活, 我们的侍奉,
our living, our services,
自然能够照主的心意,
will be able to follow the Lord's will.
可是,
but
好多神的儿女,
so many of God's children,
注意外面的生活工作,
they only emphasize on the external work,
忽略了我们这个做工的人,
and neglecting us who work.
我们是否被圣灵掌门?
Are we being filled with the Holy Spirit? Are we being ruled by Holy Spirit?
如果不是的话,
if not so,
我们的劳苦, 我们的工作,
all our labor, all our work,
都不能得主的喜悦,
cannot be pleasing to Him.
主怜悯我们,
may the Lord be merciful
我们祷告,
to us. Shall we pray?
慈爱的天父, 我们感谢你,
oh, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你知道我们的愚昧无知,
you know our ignorance and our
foolishness. 你乐意用比喻来启示天国的奥秘,
and it pleases you to use parables to reveal the mystery.
你曾经告诉你的门徒,
you once told your disciples,
你们是有福的,
blessed are you,
因为我讲的比喻你们听见了,
because you have heard my parables,
你们看见了,
you have seen them,
你们心里也明白了,
and you have come to know,
你们是有福的人,
so blessed are you.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord,
但愿我们也能蒙这样的恩典,
if only we could also,
我们的眼睛能被开启,
that our eyes would be open,
看见神国的奥秘,
so we could see the mystery of the kingdom of God, our ears could hear your calling. We don't want to be foolish ones. We want to be those who know your heart. Oh, we still need your keeping, so that we will not lose this mystery. Lord, hear our prayers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me for just one more minute. I want to ask you.
主，我刚才的祷告就是主说的。你们是有福的。
My prayer, in which I say that,
因为你们听见了,
the Lord says that blessed are you because
你们看见了,
and you have seen,
你们心里也明白了,
and in your heart you have come to understand.
这就是马太福音13章前面的话。
This is in Matthew chapter 13, in the beginning verses. Now, brothers,
很多人都听见明白了,
so many people have heard, have come to
understand. 所以耶路撒冷的教会兴起来了,
so the churches at Jerusalem simply
thrive.
So many people were added to the churches.
弟兄姐妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
当保罗第三次到回耶路撒冷的时候,
when Paul returned to Jerusalem the third time,
他去见使徒,
and he went to the Apostle James.
这个雅各是谁啊?
Who's James?
不是约翰的哥哥,
it's not John's brother.
是主耶稣肉身的兄弟雅各,
but the Lord's half brother in the flesh.
那个时候很多使徒们都离开了, 都到外, 外地去传福音,
at that time many apostles had left Jerusalem to other places to preach the gospel.
所以使徒雅各变成是教会, 可能是头一号长老,
therefore, James probably become the number one apostle.
又是主的使徒,
and also, he was the apostle of the Lord.
他告诉保罗说, 怎么说?
So he told Paul,
他说兄弟,
brother,
兄台,
brother,
保罗, 你来了很好,
it's good that you come.
我们这里信主了有好几万咯,
we have tens of thousands of believers
他们干什么的?
Here.
这几万信徒做什么?
What do all these believers do?
以下弟兄，他们做什么？他们都为律法热心。
They are so zealous for the law.
广东话有没有搞错？有没有搞错
？In Cantonese means, are you wrong?
这么信主的基督徒去为律法热心去了。
And all these people who believe in the Lord were so jealous, zealous of the law.
他们的耳朵被开通过的。
Their ears were once opened.
眼睛明亮过的。
Their eyes was once brightened.
但是。
But.
虽然曾经见过主。
Even though once they did see the Lord.
曾经被开启。
Once they were opened.
但是。
But.
不过几十年。
It's just a decade later. Not that long.
教会就改变质了。
The church have been changed.
人是多了。
In essence, yes, people.
外面是强大起来了。
There were more people outwardly. They were strong.
信主的几万了，你看。
Tens of thousands of believers.
我们都很羡慕。
And we really envy them.
但是他们做什么？
But what did they do?
为摩西的律法热心。
They were zealous for the Mosaic laws.
连保罗都有点受了影响。
Even Paul was somehow affected.
好了，再过不久。
And not long after,
我们在读圣经读到启示录。
When we read Revelation,
第二章、第三章，亚细亚七个
教
会。
The seven churches of Asia.
这七个教会怎样？
What happened to the seven churches?
所以是教主失望，教主难过。
They really grieve our Lord, disappointed our Lord.
除了腓拉帖律的教会蒙主的称许。
Except the Thyatira church that was praised by the Lord.
还有受苦的斯梅拉教会得救主的安慰。
Except the Philadelphia church and the Smyrna church. Philadelphia church was praised by the Lord. Smyrna church went through suffering.
其他五个教会都有问题。
The other five churches, they all had problems.
主告诉他们，你们要悔改。
And the Lord told them, repent.
若不悔改。
If you do not repent,
就有各种不同的危险。
And the various danger would follow suit.
教会才几十年就变质了。
Only decades of years that the church had changed its very essence.
就是被称许的腓拉帖会的教会。
Even the Philadelphia church that was praised.
也没有买保险了。没有保险的。
Was not insured.
主告诉他们，你们要持守你们所有的。
The Lord said you have to hold fast to what you have.
免得人夺去你们的冠冕。
Let men take away your crown.
因为他们蒙恩，主答应给他们冠冕。
Because they have received grace and the Lord has promised to give them the crown.
刘以霞弟兄
Brother Liu,
刘以霞主告诉你感谢主你爱我我给你冠冕
Brother Liu, now you love the Lord that the Lord has promised to give you this crown.
你不要太欢喜哦
Don't you be so happy now.
一定要感谢主你蒙恩了
Now you have to thank the Lord that you're saved.
今天在这里的教会
you've been blessed. All the churches here.
有我们的弟兄主答应给他冠冕你看多好啊
Now there are brothers that the Lord has promised to give them crowns. Isn't that wonderful?
以霞你要小心哦
But the Lord says, oh, brother, son, you have to be careful. Hold fast to what you have, don't lose it.
你要没有持守你所有的。
If you do not hold fast what you have,
冠冕可能就给黄弟兄拿去了。
The crown might be taken away to brother.
冠冕不多呀。
There are not so many crowns.
就是大家都有一个冠冕，就不要你抢我夺嘛。
It's not that everyone has one, so we don't have to fight for it.
你给我一个冠冕，我就带回家，放在保险箱里面。
Since the Lord has given me one crown, I'll just take it home, put it in my safety box.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
好，大家该回家了。
It's time to go home. It's a long sharing.
我们大家。请你们为我祷告，也大家彼此祷告。
Now please, pray for me and pray for each other.
明天还有未了的话。
Because I still have unfinished work reserved for tomorrow.
谢谢
Now we now conclude our sharing. Is there any announcement here?
有报告的吗？